Hello, and welcome back to the Moms Get It Done podcast. I'm Leslie Osborne, and I am so happy you're joining me today. Today, I have a very special guest. Her name is Jill Johnson. I've been following her for a while on social media, and I'm so intrigued by her. I feel like this is a woman who does it all. I feel like she has several businesses. She wears several different hats. She homeschools her children. She's gone through a lot in her life, and she really does such amazing things that I wanted to talk to her today about. I mean, how she does it. I mean, we see people like this that are accomplishing so much and wear so many hats. And I think that their tips and tricks are so valuable that I asked Jill to come on the show. So Jill is a homeschool mom of five who's passionate about encouraging women to reach their full potential by empowering them to step out of their comfort zone to greatness. I love that. She's brand partner with Savvy Lifestyle, which I'm completely interested in and so excited to hear about. And she's so excited to be leading one of the fastest growing teams. She's Jesus loving, sarcastic. She's a CrossFitter. She likes to travel. And she runs a successful investment real estate business with her best friend, Joe. She loves living life to the fullest, creating new experiences with her favorite people on the planet, which is her family, just like mine. Life hasn't been easy for her. At age of 38, she lost her husband and was left to raise her five children alone. Because of this devastating loss, she's been molded into a stronger person. She's learned that each day she has is a gift, and it's her passion to help and encourage women to live their best life. And I have to tell you, Jill, you're definitely encouraging me to live my best life. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here and just kind of share importance to anyone who might be listening, but then also just get to know you even better.
I know. I'm so excited to talk to you today. So tell me a little bit about your story. I think that it's so intriguing and my listeners would love to hear it.
Yeah. So like many, my story is not easy. You had already mentioned, but I was staying at home with these five babies that we had. We went from one to five, I feel like, overnight. They are all within 6 years of each other. And our last two came as bonuses. We got twins at the end. And so I was just like literally like knee deep with three in diapers. I mean, it was just crazy. And I was the best support for my husband. He was super successful with his business and I was running the home front, really like taking pride in everything that I was doing, but also knowing that he couldn't go out and do what he did if it weren't for me to kind of handle everything at home. Through all of that, that's kind of where we started to homeschool. So I was like on bed rest and decided I didn't want to send my daughter to, she was in kindergarten and I was okay with that. Because she was just going half day, but then I couldn't bear the thought of her being gone all day. Like she was just so much fun and I just wanted to be with her. So it was a little crazy, but I brought it up to my husband and he was like, oh, I've always wanted you to do that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. And so I was like probably voted the least likely to homeschool because I'm not a teacher, but I love my kids. And I realized that God was just going to equip me with that. And, you know, fast forward to where we are today, if it weren't for homeschool, I just don't think it would have allowed my kids to grieve. I just don't think, there's just so many things that have happened, that homeschool has helped with. And so, it was actually 7 years ago in like 8 days, we found out he had been really sick and we found out that he had pancreatic cancer. We went in for a gallbladder surgery and we left with pancreatic cancer that was inoperable. Tried several different things. He battled. If anyone is familiar with this type of cancer, it's brutal. And you literally watch your most beloved, precious person in your life waste away. He battled for 11 months and he passed away the day after Christmas. So this time in my life, this season, the holidays, very, very difficult. So I was left at the age of, 38, I was a widow, and it was just uncharted territories because I had always been the supporter. I hadn't gone out and worked in, you know, a really, really long time, even though like I say work, I was a stay at home mom with five kids, obviously, like I work every single day. And, but you know, the traditional way. Thankfully, you know, we were blessed and we were very smart and he left us in a good situation, but yeah. I also knew, you know, when you're 38 and you have five kids and you are thinking about the future, you have to figure things out, right? So I had to figure out how to make money. Thankfully, I didn't have to do that in the traditional way of like going yeah. back to work. I was able to, my late husband had always wanted to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was kind of instilled with me. My dad is a farmer. And so I just have always seen the benefits of that. And so just to kind of like, but then also, you know, you're grieving, right? I mean, you're yeah. going through all of this awful stuff and figuring yeah. out stuff for the first time. I'm like a little bit embarrassed to admit, but I think this is so important for people to hear. I didn't know a lot about our financial situation. You yeah. know, I was, you know, he was a CFO. So that was kind of his, you know, his realm. And so I had to like quickly learn that. I mean, it was kind of like those first few years was a really quick degree in, you know, finding a way, making a way, also figuring out money situations, things like that. And so through doing that, and I'm going to fast forward because it's, yeah. you know, it's a lot. It's hard to talk about yeah. and, you know, so, but, I started to kind of get an interest in real estate and investments. And I just, I had kind of, helped a family member out and was doing like basically like a hard money loan, but I was basically getting rent back, getting interest back and a payment back. And I'm like, well, this is really nice. This is affording the kids and I to maybe do some extra things, you know, get to travel yeah. a little bit, which we wouldn't have gotten to, you know, we wouldn't have gotten yeah. to do. And so through that, I think that little seed was planted in me that I can go out and do this. Fast forward a few more years and God brought my husband to literally my dining room table. The kids and I decided we wanted to stay in our home. Cause that's even a hard decision to yeah. make when you're seeing that person. But Joe came to my dinner table actually and helped us remodel and do an addition. And through that, my children fell in love with them. I fell in love with them. We fell in love with each other. After the project had ended, we just kind of remained friends. And long story short, he married all six of us. He literally proposed to all six of us. Crazy. I tell him every day, I'm like, you're crazy for taking this on. He did not have children. So if you can imagine, like having five kids is a lot, but when you go from like zero to like five, yeah. and then some of them are, you know, I guess our oldest, yeah, I guess she was just a teenager, at the time. And, but it's been awesome. And so through that, he ended up quitting his job. We took real estate on full time. We have built, up an incredible business over the last 3 years. We were actually real estate and partners before we were married, which is, you know, be careful yeah. if you're going to do something like that, but, it worked out really well. What we were doing. And then just kind of through that became an influencer because I just realized that God has given me a story and yeah. we all have stories. I mean, every single one of us has a story to tell. And I feel like through influencing and coaching, I've been able to do that. And now most recently you mentioned I've just partnered with Savvy, which has been a whole nother, you know, why would I take on something else? But it's yeah. It's allowed me to even empower more women, I guess, and my reach is greater.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think that your story is so important because this devastating thing happened and you were able to, you know, turn around and be successful and, you know, really take control of that and look at what you needed to do and move forward and find a way that you weren't going to work 10 hours a day and doing that. And you're still homeschooling, which I feel like, you know, when something big like that happens, like it's hard to even see that, right? Like it's hard to even like see that. So I think that that story just in itself is so incredible. So I know that we mentioned before that you started to inspire women and be an influencer. I mean, you even have a blog, you have a book. I mean, tell us about that. Tell us about how that ties into inspiring people to be better.
Yeah. So I think a lot of that has to do with losing my husband and figuring out things that I mean, women are going through this every day. I mean, yeah. They are, other people are too. I gravitate towards women because I'm a mom, I'm a woman, and it's just, my heart goes out. I know we do so much.
Yeah.
And I know that we're so capable of so much, but I'm kind of giving you the highlight reel. It hasn't always been like easy, like everything just perfect. Cause that's not the case. There were days that I wanted to give up, that we had things that happened in our business, real estate. I mean, you can have people literally, you know, trash your beautiful home, and it's figuring out that you're going to be resilient, that you are going to be mentally tough, because you have to. And I think the core of that is my why. And I think once we get clear on our why, it makes everything easier. And my why is to be there for my children, to leave a legacy that my late husband started, that Joe and I are continuing, that my kids know that anything is possible. And just knowing that I want to be with them every day that I can, because life is so fleeting. We have no idea. And I'll never regret working less and spending more time with them, or putting something, maybe my dreams, on hold to work on a science project or some sort of homeschool thing, or go to their wrestling tournament or their tennis match you know, their cross country meet. And so I think once we get really clear on our why, and we just, and that's unwavering, things kind of fall into place. And then just always looking, and we were talking about this even before, but you know, you go through devastation, there has to be positive out of that, right? You have to find. And if you don't, you're just going to be on this spiral, and that's not a healthy place to be. And so I think through my blog, and through, like, even, you know, as crazy as social media is, we really can be the voice of positivity and letting women know that there's more out there than maybe just what's right in front of them or that roadblock that they're facing right now.
Yeah. And it's really important to remind people too. I think that social media can be so overfilled with negativity and, you know, political things and stuff like that. And then I've really been focusing on blogs and content like yours, because that's really what feeds you, right? Like, you want to be reminded, like, we need to be reminded that there is more, that we can do more and do more with our families and do more with ourselves, right? You know, like you were saying before, you know, it shows your children that you can do that. Like, you can choose your life and you can choose that. And I think that people like you, who are influencers, and so positive and so uplifting, you know, obviously every part of your life is not perfect, and nobody's is. However, you know, being that light in the world is huge. So I think that one of the things that you focus on, that I read a lot about on yours, is goal setting. So you were saying the first thing is your why, you know, and then what is your biggest way to set goals and follow through with them?
Yeah. So I love to dream big, and then I love to just kind of break that up, and breaking that up into something that's attainable and measurable, but don't hold yourself back. Don't put your own limiting beliefs on those goals, right? Yeah. God has something bigger. You know, there's something we can't even imagine what really we're capable of if we do that. And then I take that smaller goal, and then I'm putting those action steps in place. And I try to touch them every day if I can, even if it's for 5 minutes. You know, if I'm wanting my spiritual life to be better, then I am going to be in prayer for, you know, 5 minutes. Like, we get so hard on ourselves that, oh, I didn't have an hour to do this. And you really don't have to have big mass quantities of time. And so one of the things that has really helped me be successful is time blocking.
Yep.
Because I am homeschooling, and then I have to work a little bit. We have, part of our real estate investment is an Airbnb, and so I need to work on a little bit of that. I need to do this. I need to also, you know, real life stuff, pay bills, things like that. And then I also, with my savvy business, that has taken off very quickly for me, and that's something that I want to pour into, and pour into those women who are now linking arms with me too. And so I literally, I'll set my phone timer. I will, you know, set dates with myself that I'm going to work out here. I'm going to go for a walk here, but then I'm also going to be really you know, on point and passionate about working on those areas. And, you know, I have to tell my kids sometimes, it's like, okay, mom's like right now, yeah. they know mom's busy right now. So, you know, it can wait, and just kind of like setting those expectations. And then just, you know, working to it, but then also like celebrating those little wins and celebrating, those little victories, that we do have. And so I feel like goal setting is huge. And then also, I think you were touching on it. It's like, there's a lot of noise out there. Right. And I mean, I feel like 90% of it, it's not positive. And right. So we have to really do our part to kind of push that away, and bring in that positive light. So whether that's, you know, listening to something or reading something, again, only 10 minutes a day. And I think one of the biggest things that I did early on, I've done this for a long time, is that I'm very intentional about getting up really early when yeah. the house is quiet. And so if my day's gonna, you know, go by the wayside, at least I have my me time, my devotion time done, my workouts done. And, you know, I've poured into myself before I can pour into others. And I think that's a big key. So many of us, especially as moms, we want to give, and then there's nothing left. And so fill your cup first. It's just like the oxygen mask thing, right? Yeah. From the airlines. It's like, you have to pour into yourself first before you can deal with that baby or that toddler who needs your help or your husband or your business. Because I think when we're on a firm foundation, we're going out and spreading that light as well.
Absolutely. And I think this comes up over and over and over again in everything I read, everything I do. I'm in like accountability groups for, you know, working out and mindset and things like that. And I think that I hear it so much that it really does sort of push me into being like, okay, Leslie, like, what do you need to fill your own cup today? And I've even talked to my therapist about this. Like, she's like, I feel like you need something every day that's like yours that you need to be doing. So like, I redid my morning routine. I get up at exactly the same time every day. And, you know, I've been working on this for several years and, you know, everybody's like, I can't get up. I'm exhausted. I'm up too late. I'm whatever. But like, once I started doing it consistently, I really felt the difference. And as long as, you know, that old saying, like, happy wife, happy life. I mean, happy me, right? Like, that's a big deal. And I think especially as moms with little kids, big kids, multiple kids, it doesn't matter, homeschool, at school, we have so much on our plates. It's really easy to forget about ourselves because you have little people all over you and your husband needs this and you're, you know, we need to call the doctor and we need to do these things. And I think that just taking that breath and really setting the time aside for yourself really makes me successful. And a lot of most successful women like you that I speak to has this same exact practice. So I think it's just such a big deal. So the other thing that I'm completely interested in hearing about is you're a successful real estate investor. You, you know, run your own business. You have a successful, you know, homeschooling situation. Why would you choose to add more with something like Savvy? So, you know, we were talking before and I've had, you know, I'm a fitness instructor, so I've had several people reach out to me about this business, but I really want to hear from you. Like, what was the thing that made you add this to your life and what is it giving to you? Like other than money, obviously, but what else do you get?
Yeah. Glutton for punishment. No, that's not a good answer. I don't know if your listeners all know what Savvy is because it's so brand new. So Savvy is a brand new, it's Savvy lifestyle brand that's still in pre-launch athleisure wear. So think about, you know, what are we doing right now? We're on a Zoom.
Yeah.
We are working from home. We're running, you know, maybe we get to go to the gym. Maybe we don't. We're running around with our kids. And so this athleisure wear industry is like a multi-billion dollar industry right now. And because we're all living in leggings, right? I mean, we don't need pants that zip anymore. We just need to be able to pull them on. And so Savvy is brand new. We're still in pre-launch. And when I heard about it, you know, this is interesting. But you said, you know, you have all these things going on. And I absolutely did. I mean, 100%. And if you looked at it, you'd be like, you don't have time to take on one more thing. And you don't need to. But when I heard the opportunity, and I heard, first of all, it's clothes, it's wear and share, how simple it was that I could be the first in a company, my entrepreneurial mind just shifted into gear. And then I talked to my husband about it. And he's like, whoa, you're already wearing these clothes. Anyway, we've always been about multiple streams of income. So with real estate, you have the opportunity to have multiple streams of income. Well, Savvy is another stream of income. And so we're very big, and we have other ways too. But when you have multiple streams of income, then everything flows to one giant river, right? And that's just key. And so what really was interesting, though, is that I had been praying for something. I had been praying for an opportunity that God would present to me that was something for me. Yeah. Something I had started coaching women. I was helping other women build their businesses. And through that, I was like, you know, I really want something more where I can have a group of women that I can link arms with, empower them, maybe mentor them, give them leadership, but also like show them how they can also earn an income, but yeah, then also have an influence on women. And everything about Savvy is extremely positive and uplifting. And I mean, our whole vision is to empower other women, to get moving, but also to feel good.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think it's so crazy, but you have to, like this morning, I got my workout done and I didn't stay in my workout clothes. I got dressed. I put on some cute clothes. I did my hair. I did my makeup because, you know, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
But when we do that, when we put on an outfit that makes us feel great, that trickles down to our kids, right? That trickles down to our husband, our coworkers. And so I just thought this company is different. Nobody has this business model. And I'm already on social media sharing things I love anyway. So it was just kind of a no-brainer. And honestly, it was putting more on my plate, but I feel like it was giving me so much more. And it is giving me so much more.
Good. Yeah. That's always interesting to me that, I know some network marketing gets a little bit of a bad rap, but this particular product, I think that there's so much empowerment for it. So I also just want to touch on, you know, what are the things as like, I know that we talked a minute ago about how, you know, the kids know that I'm busy right now. So they're not going to come in and they're not going to whatever, but are there any other like things that you do with your children that think help your life, your busy life be more successful?
Yes. And I know there's moms out there right now who are like have babies and toddlers. So please hear my heart. I'm in a different spot right now, but I was there. I delegate everything to them. You know, I am, if my beds needs to be made, I am all about paying my children to do things that are putting money in my pocket because I'm able to go work. And then that may sound, that's not really chores, because our kids have to do chores. It's just part of being part of the family, but I pay them to do things I don't want to do, like clean out my car, fold my clothes. Like they understand and they want to earn money as well. And that might sound like a little bit, you know, like, oh, they should, you know, do that anyway. It's like, no, this is a job that's actually mine and they're literally taking it off my plate. So if they're taking it off my plate, I'm willing to pay for it. From very, very early on, they've done their laundry. They all know how to cook an entire meal and it wouldn't be mac and cheese. Like it's actual like vegetable, fruit, a meat, empowering them to do those things. Like when our daughter is getting ready to go to college next year and I have no worries about her. She understands what it means to make money. She understands what it means to, you know, to save money. She also knows how to work hard. And so I think instilling those values and teaching life skills. So much. And I wrote a book on this, but like so many of us as moms, we're like, I can do it better. Let me just do it. It's like, but let them do it. Let them learn, like compliment how they did it. Like say two or three compliments and then just say, hey, you know, this might be, you know, and just guide them, but in a loving way that in their mind, they already heard that they did an awesome job, but now they can see, oh, I can even do it better. And that's like, that's with anything, with school, with, you know, their sports, is like always, you know, always compliment them twice. And then, you know, then tell them, I hate to say critique, but yeah, you know what I mean? I'm saying there. And so I don't try to do it all myself. I guess that's what I'm getting at. And I am all about delegating, hiring people, learning, you know, when I was starting my blog, I had no problem, you know, hiring somebody. But my kids know that there's a lot expected of them, and it's just become kind of routine for them to know that they're helping, yeah, you know, they help out real estate. They, and sometimes they get paid and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
But they know what that means to us. You know, they know that that means we'll get, you know, we've had the privilege of, in 2020, we took off on 2, 6-week trips traveling in our camper, in our, Sprinter van. And so they understand that and they're willing to help with that.
Yes, I love that. In fact, it's so funny that you say stuff like this. I had a CEO of Habitat for Humanity on my show several weeks ago, and she has very independent children. Like, this is a big thing for her, and I loved her conversation about it. You're literally saying almost exactly the same words that she said. And I think it's huge, and it is so easy to be like, oh, I'll just do it. I can fold that better or whatever. But to let them go through the process. And I never thought of doing it this way, like 2 compliments and then like an improvement on the process or something like that. That's brilliant. I mean, it already makes sense.
It works with your husband too. Oh,
yeah, I should.
2 compliments and then, you know, like, oh, but I really love.
Yeah, so maybe like this way a little bit next time, yeah, or something. Yeah, something very nice. But I really think that that's super valuable. I'm going to start doing that immediately because I think that's amazing. I love that.
Awesome.
Yes, that's so great. So tell us about, you said you have a blog and a book. Like, how do we find these things? How do we find you? How do we start to follow you for more of this?
Yes. So pretty much on every social media, and my blog is lifesneverdull.com. Instagram is the same way, lifesneverdull. And on there, if you guys want to just, you can subscribe, you can get my free ebook that's on there. I also have a couple homeschool books. And then I wrote specifically what we were just talking about empowering your kids. It's basically raising your kids to be adults. And so it just kind of touches on everything that we just talked about, you know, and the thing with, when you do that to your children, they walk different, they talk different, they know, like, they have that confidence. Like, I just feel like it's all about empowerment, right? We want to empower everyone around us to, it's helping them live their best life.
Yes. And I think that having empowered, independent humans, whether they're children, teenagers, adults like us, is so important because, you know, if you feel small or if you feel you can't do things, guess what? You can't, or you won't, right? Or you won't. And having that instilled in a very young age, I've already started implementing a lot of these type of things, but I'm definitely going to read your book. Like, I feel like this is definitely what I'm looking for now. And so many parents are, you know, we want to know that when our kids go out into the world, that they'll be okay. And we can do that. Like, we can instill these in them even very early. My kids are younger. They're 7 and 5, almost, oh my gosh, almost 5. But they like put their own laundry away and they know how to make food and they know how to get themselves cereal and go downstairs and turn on the TV. And like, you know, it feels little, but it's not, you know, they don't need me to do everything. You know, and they don't, and even now I'm really looking for more ways pretty much all the time. So I invite everybody who's listening to check out Jill and all of her content and her book. I just think that she's such a powerful force in the world. And I love that you were able to talk to us today about these things. I got so much out of it. Thank you so much for joining us, Jill. And also for the listeners, I'm going to put all of her links in the show notes. So, you know, subscribe to her and check out the Savvy Line because it is so cool. You know, if you have any interest in being on a team or talking about the opportunity, I know Jill would love to speak to you. So her links are in there and you can contact her there. Thank you so much for coming, Jill.
Oh, thank you. And please reach out. I answer everything, every email, every message. So reach out if you have questions. I'm an open book. Thank you so much. This was so much fun.
It really was. Thank you, Jill.
Absolutely.
Jill is such an amazing human, and I'm so thankful she shared everything she did today. I got so much out of our conversation, and I hope you did too. Here are some takeaways from the episode. We can be the voice of positivity, so make sure to use yours. Find your why. Why are you doing things? Why are you working so hard? Set goals. Set big ones. Then break it up into something attainable. Use milestones. Also, don't limit your goals. I know it seems like you can't do certain things, but guess what? You can. Just break them down into smaller goals and do one step at a time. Fill your cup first before tackling the day. If you aren't on a firm foundation, you can't spread the light that you're capable of. Delegate to your children. Yes, you can do this, even if you have younger children. You can build on that foundation as they get older, so try it out. Compliment how they did something. 2 compliments, then an improvement they can make. That way they know they can do it better next time and they feel good about what they've already done. Make sure to follow Jill on Instagram at Life's Never Dull and check the show notes for all the links to her websites and check out her savvy brand. Also, be sure to join the free Facebook group Moms Get It Done. I know we can do it all together.